I want to start off with a story. Name of the person's first name is Yitzhak. I didn't ask him permission to say his name, so I just said his first name. I spoke to him today to get more details. It's an amazing story. He told it to me on Monday. Now, today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. He told me the story on Monday, and I got more details today. He said to me, he was already learning Chafetz Chaim to Halachas, him and his wife separately. And he had a baby born, and he told me that the doctor said, it was a lady doctor, she needs to do it. There's a surgery 9 months from now. There's a surgery, something wrong in the body. He didn't explain to me all the details. He just told me there was an operation that was needed. They had to move something over from one part of the body to the other. And he said, I was learning it, he tells me. And his wife learned it also separately. And he had seen me a little while ago, and I told him that many of my stories is the husband and wife learn it together. When a husband and wife works together, it's unreal the stories I get. Open miracles happen. And also they change their life. People become better. So he said, okay. He told his wife 6 months after the baby was born. You know, he told, let's learn it together. So he picked this book, Daily Companion, the blue one I always speak about, the Daily Companion from the Art Scroll. The blue cover with the Chofetz Chaim's picture. He tells me a week later, they checked the baby with it was a lady, a woman doctor. She says, I don't believe it. Things are happening. The baby is getting better. That problem is getting better. It wasn't totally better yet. 2 weeks after that, they went another checkup for the with the doctor. The doctor says, and they were supposed to have a surgery 9 months after the birth. You don't even need the surgery. The doctor was amazed. Mamish, no surgery. Zero. What? What happened? They learned it together. They joined together. He told me it was very moved. And I tell a lot of people, when a person goes out, a little move, a little change. On Thursday, this past Thursday, I went to a shul, Rabbi Gissinger shul. And actually, in the shul, I had to a couple of stories there also. And somebody told me when I came into the shul Thursday, he said to me, I have a story for you. He said, I had a big problem with my son, my child. And there was a little kid, and he had an allergic reaction. And he went to the emergency room with his wife. Went to the emergency room. And he got scared. The doctor came in. He said, the blood count is high. Emergency room, and you hear the blood. He got worried. He told his wife, they worked, spoke together, let's make a Kabbalah, do something. What zechus could we do to save the child's life even? Sakana. He told me they were makabel, they're going to learn Chafetz Chaim. At that time, they weren't learning it. They were makabel, they know it's a special zechus. They said, Hashem, we accept upon ourselves, we're going to learn the laws of Lashon Hara as a zechus for the child. It's amazing, he told me. 5 minutes later, there was a new shift. In the emergency, there was all the different doctors come in, and a doctor comes in to check the child. And the doctor says, they're worried. The doctor says, nah, your child's okay. It's all because of a shot. They gave him a shot. Nah, this blood, there's no, don't worry. Everything is good. Your child is good. It's not in danger at all. And eventually they went out of the hospital. Baruch Hashem, the child, perfect. And I was like, you're amazing. What did they do? They didn't even open the book. What did they do? They said, I'm mekabel. I accept upon myself to learn it. I have a bunch of stories in the past where I said, accepting upon yourself to do something is very special. If anybody listening to the recording, it didn't start, make it accept upon yourself. You're going to have diamonds. Even that itself could cause a bracha to happen. Some people have people that's sick in the family. And Yeshua, even that has a big zechus, a big merit for you to do it. Just accept. I have somebody, I said this once in the recording, with somebody who was 25 years old, a shidduch. I said it once or twice even. And he wasn't, 2 years he had no shidduchim. Wasn't had any date. He was half learning, half working. And his friend told me the story. His friend told him, the friend told me that he told his friend, why don't you learn this book, Daily Companion? This is a few years ago, this story. And it was in the summertime. And he convinced him, okay, but it was in the mountains at that time. He said, I'm going to go buy it tomorrow. Made a Kabbalah, I'm going to learn it, I accept upon myself to learn it, and I'm going to go buy the book. That night, he got a call from a shadchan. I have a shidduch for you, and in the beginning he said, I don't know. The next thing he knows, he said, okay. The next day he bought the book and he started learning it. He went out with this girl. He got engaged with this girl, and he got married to her. And at the time when he was getting engaged, he was still learning with it. I don't know, and that's a few years ago, some years ago. And amazing, accept on himself. There's somebody where I teach within the cheder. He said, I can't say his name. But he told me, I asked him, can I say his name? He said, no. He said he had a daughter. 6 weeks. She was sick for 6 weeks. And it was a two-year-old daughter. Sick for 6 weeks. Don't know what to do. He said also, he accepted upon himself to learn it. I don't know if he did one day yet. maybe he did one day or not, but his daughter the next day, it wasn't sakana, it wasn't danger, but it was a sickness that for 6 weeks the doctors didn't know what to do with it. In one day, he told me the baby, the child, 2-year-old got better. 2-year-old daughter got better. What? And what happened? He made a little acceptance. I have, but there's other stories like that also. Somebody else's daughter got engaged. He told me he accepted upon himself to do it. And that night he got a call for a shidduch and eventually got engaged. But you make a little move, Hashem sees. You make a move, Hashem opens up the gates. It's amazing when you just make that move. I had spoken in a girls' school, in a high school, some time ago. I think it was a few months ago. And I was in a shul in Lakewood, and somebody came over to me. He heard me speak. I was speaking in the school. I sometimes speak in one of the shuls in Lakewood. And actually, the shul is Rabbi Gissinger's shul. I speak once in a while. And he came over to me, and he said to me, "Did you speak in a school for girls?" I said, "Yeah." "I want to tell you a story." He says, my daughter came home from that meeting that you spoke. She was very excited. She said, "I got to learn with another girl for Yeshua. I'm needed to do for somebody. I could save people. I could help." He says, "Oh, what can I do?" So the father told me that I have something you could do for. Do it for mommy. What was the story? His wife was having a problem in she was expecting a child. There was problems. The girl did it with another girl. 2 weeks, he came to me, he said to me, "It's amazing. She's now, Baruch Hashem, everything's good now." In 2 weeks. She did it with another girl for her mother. 2 weeks later, everything's okay. And with all my dangerous hakana in the child, everything, yes, Hashem sees everything. You think Hashem is kol yoch, he's everywhere in the world. When he sees you make a move, he changes the whole things around the world. Person could be this age. Somebody, remember, this was somebody who was told me he did it for 30 years. She told me this a few years ago. She did it for 30 years, and her husband did it also. 14 kids married, all no problems with shidduchim, and they had 2 people on corona, and they were saved. And she said, 30 years. Hashem takes care of everything. I'll take care of this kid, take this kid, this kid. And I'm telling this, I'm going to say this, Barabim. Any husband and wife that does it together, this Blue Book Daily Companion, I would cannot say it's a guarantee. If you do it for many, many years, especially if anybody hears the recording, you're young, if you do this Blue Book, or there's another book called Family Lesson Day also, I speak a lot about it. And if you do this book every day, where you could switch over with other books, you will have nachas from your kids. And I've said it in the last recording and other recordings, I keep meeting people. There was somebody I met this past week. He told me, "I'm giving a group." I spoke in a, he told me he was like maybe a company, I don't know what it was. He spoke in front of about 40 people, and he said, "Everybody here, we have to accept upon himself not to say Lashon Hara." And he said to me, I asked him, "How long are you doing?" He's doing it for like 20 years. I said, "What about your kids?" Baruch Hashem, everything good. And not even one. Hashem gives bracha. If you put a little effort, you watch your mouth, you're learning 2 laws of Lashon Hara, 3 minutes a day. I timed it with my watch. It takes 3 minutes. 3 minutes is going to give you olam haba, tremendous greatness. And it's going to save you from big averis also. Somebody's sad story today showed it to me. It's such a sad story. There was somebody in a class, a teacher, a rebbe, and all of a sudden they sent a chat, like a thing, a group of the class, and said something negative about the rebbe. "Oh, does anybody know any other bad things about the rebbe or the teacher?" And he told me, the man told me his wife was involved, and she sent a message like, "How could you say this, Barab? Mamish Lashon Hara." And this man told me, he was mamish, he's a rebbe. He said, "It's so sad. Here you're spreading out Lashon Hara all around. All you need is, if you were to learn it, nobody would do that. How could you do it?" But you don't think, because a person's not learning it, like, okay, I could spread this bread, I just want to know this. And meanwhile, Chas v'Shalom, so many words, when a person learns it, he's saved from that. He's saved from all that. And he avoids all the badness and all the things that come out of it. So much bad could come out to spread words. And today, with one button of the cell, one button like this, you can destroy a person's life forever. Chas v'Shalom, this Rebbe or teacher, now it's spreading. And he's a very good Rebbe, teacher, very good one. But what happens is somebody says one word and all of a sudden it spreads people around. Chas v'Shalom. It's so hard to even do tshuva that. But if a person starts learning it, you become a better person and you'll avoid, and also Hashem will help you. If you start learning it, you become more careful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. You have bracha. And a lot of Yeshuas have happened. Now I want to tell you something. On Monday, This past Monday, today's Wednesday. It's unreal, unreal. Monday, this past Monday, I told you the story in the first story, Yitzhak. Yitzhak was on a Monday. That day, I had 8 stories in one day. In my life, I've been doing this 6 years. The most I had in one day was 4. On Monday, I kept getting story after story. I was so amazed. It was unreal what I was getting. The first one I told you was Yitzhak. The second one, I went to Orla Torah, a Rabbidinsky school. And a man told me, he says he had a friend of his, he has a daughter in high school, that was having problems. And he knows a little of my stuff, this friend of his. And they started learning, him and his wife. A little while, maybe I think it was 2 months, I forgot how long it was. He told me, he said, the situation fixed. The daughter was having problems, social, I don't know, all the problems. And I heard it very short. He told me, there was a yeshua. And then I came to the cheder. This is all Monday. Maybe one day of a day that was so amazing. I came to the cheder, and I'm in the cheder, and I'm talking, and I meet one of the rabbis there. I'll say his first letter. I don't know if he gave me permission to say Rabbi G. He's a rabbi in the cheder. He told me that he joined a group of rabbis to do it for somebody else. Yes, people ask me, can it work for somebody else? Yes, listen to this amazing story. He did it for another person in Chinuch, I think Rebbe, principal. And he did it for him. He knows him. He's a friend of his. He did it with a few people. One daughter, 27, got engaged. And then he continued. He said he doesn't know if the other rabbis also continued. He continued. He told me the other 2 daughters also got engaged this year. 3 daughters in 1 year. That's amazing. I mean, my own story, I told him a few times already, how my kids got engaged in 3-4 months. My 3 kids, I had 2 boys and a girl. Here was a story, 3 daughters in 1 year. And I don't know if they were doing it. This was a whole bunch of people were doing it for somebody else. And then I got another story in the cheder, and today I verified it, more details. There's 2 rabbis. I wish I could say the names, but again, I have to get permission. I always wish people give me permission. One rabbi is Rabbi N. He's a Rebbe in the Cheder. Another one is Rabbi B. I can say the first letter. Both Rebbes started learning with each other. I think maybe 4 or 5 months. I don't know how many months it was. Maybe I was trying to September, whatever. Maybe 4 months. I'm going to try to find out how many months. Both of them had big yeshuas. The Rabbi N had a daughter and son engaged. One of them is already married. And Rabbi B, his child got engaged. That was story number 4. The 5th one, I think, is the most greatest story. I'm going crazy over it. There's somebody works in my school. She works in Korea, whatever, involved in the school. And her name is Mrs. Y. That's her last name, starts with Y. And she has a sister. 5 years without any children. 5 years. It's like, wow. 5 years. And they heard about my story. I don't know where, how, what. But the family started learning it. The pair, the husband, the man and the woman that didn't have the children 5 years and a few sisters, there was a joint effort. 40 days later, I heard the brother-in-law told me the story just now, 2 days ago, and I'm getting it from other people in the family. 40 days later, she got the news, they got the news, she's expecting a child. I mean, she was expecting even before, but she found out 40 days later she was expecting a child. Miracle. But 40 days later, she found out. That means everything is within 40 days, which is the days. The story's not over. They were learning it. They told me, they said that when they finished the 4 months, which is one cycle, she was already 3 months expecting. And Baruch Hashem, this past Monday, story number 5, I got a call from the brother-in-law. I was in my car. I got news for you. I was like, what? The baby. It was a baby boy. She had a baby boy on Monday. Monday, baby boy, Baruch Hashem, after 5, now it's almost 6 years, 5 and a half, 5 3/4 years, a baby boy. It spread the stories all over because now Baruch Hashem, the family was doing it, so they know about it. I told the brother-in-law, please spread the story, the bris is going to come, I hope they're going to make a big announcement. A nace, a child born totally from the Chafetz Chaim, 40 days, mom, 40 days. And I said the story over last night, I was saying the story, I was so excited. And I think it was last night or 2 nights ago, I forgot. And a man says, I know the family. I can't say the name. I know the family. And he tells me the day that the baby was born was the last day of the cycle of 2 cycles. They did 4 months and 4 months. That means 8 months. The last day of the cycle was exactly the day when the baby was born. Nice. Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing you the gates. A little effort. You put effort. It's unreal what you can do. It's unreal, the bracha you have. It reminds me of a story I said all the way back, but sometimes I remember a story from the past, which is such a good story. I spoke in a girl's school. I said it once before, but it's a story connected to this a little bit. I spoke in a girl's school, and in a high school, this is going back a couple of years ago, and a girl called me up a year later. She called me up last May, I think it was. And she tells me, your speech inspired me. I decided to learn it. I have a brother and a sister divorced. I started learning it for that. I want it as a chus, but she also chapped. She realized she learned it with somebody else. I always tell people, learn it with somebody else. Somebody asked me today, how come? I said, because when you learn yourself, it doesn't always go in. You have to space that a little bit. When you learn with somebody else, and I'll tell the way to do it. If anybody wants to hear this, is the eighth, Be'ez Hashem. If you do this way, Be'ez Hashem, you have a child, you get engaged, children, Be'ez Hashem, with Hashem's help, of course, with all Hashem's. But you do it, two people, one have two books, one reads, and the other one listens, but follows along in the book, not spaces out. The other one, or you could switch off, or one person could read most of the time. It's good to switch off a little bit here and there, make sure each one is involved. That is powerful. Anyway, come back to the story. She did it with another girl. Did it with another girl. 4 months. She told me, I think it was 4 months. The yard site of the Chofetz Chaim. Right? By the altar, which is Elul. 4 months, about 4 months it was. She says her brother got engaged. Meanwhile, her sister started learning with another girl, 26, that needed a shidduch. Within 6 months, the sister got engaged and the 26-year-old got engaged in 6 months. Which is unreal. We're talking about two people divorced and 1 year engaged from one girl. And she told me a beautiful line. She says, my life has changed forever. She switches different books now. And she actually called me not so long ago, 4 or 5 months ago, that boy that got engaged had a baby boy, I think it was in the time of the yard site of the Chofetz Chaim the next year. Which is amazing. The stories continue. The bracha continues. When a person, let me come back now. So this baby was born, baby boy. That was number 5. Story number 5 on a Monday. I want to get to 6. It's not even finished. It's unreal. The stories continue. Number 6 was also amazing. I went to a shul in Lakewood, Central Court. Shul, Lakewood. Central Court, I think it's called. Yeah. I was there, and a man says to me, I'm not sure. I think it could be a story, and I'll tell it to the world. I'll tell it to everybody. I think it's a story, but I'm not. It's not. It may be not a little less than the other one, but it's really, I think it's a good story. I spoke in Lakewood Commons. Last Sukkot is now. We're now March. We're almost by Purim, a year and a half later. And last year Sukkot, I spoke there. I spoke in front of hundreds of kids, obviously Vanim, and there was a kid there, a boy there. It's amazing, a third grade kid. You could have a third grade kid could bring Mashiach today. Listen to what a boy could do. Can change worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see such a beautiful thing and bring the Gula Be'ez Hashem b'mehera Imenu. This boy came home, and the father told me he was so excited. I want to get that book. I want to get the Daily Companion, the blue book. I want to get that book. I show it to a lot of people. The Daily Companion, Chofetz Chaim. I want to get that book. Okay. They went to the store, and they actually bought the book. They bought it. Now, it's a little harder for a third grader, because the English is a little harder. And he said, okay, a little harder. And, okay, third grader. Started third grade. And he started learning it. He has an aunt that didn't have children for 4 years. 4 years didn't have children. Okay, 4 years. He decided, it was already November time after Sukkot, he decided to learn for his aunt. This is amazing. We made the calculation. The aunt had a baby boy about a month and a half ago. The pidgin haben was, I think, 2-3 weeks ago. A month and a half ago. If you make the calculation, she was expecting about the summertime. Summertime. That means basically 6 months. He was doing it for maybe 6-7 months, and maybe 8 months. And so when I heard it, I said, that sounds like a good story. Am I sure? I don't know exactly, but in the Maisa, 4 years, a boy is doing it for his aunt. Put the few pieces together, and it fits. And the next story is also amazing. This is really amazing. And there's a lot of people are excited about the story. I give groups. If anybody wants, I speak. Somebody wanted me to come to some far out place. I'm a Rebbe, so it's hard for me to go places. But today, a whole class, sixth grade class, came to my school, and I gave a nice speech, nice schmooze. People loved it. The kids loved it. So I spoke for girls that were not married. I spoke to 15 women. I once almost spoke in front of over 1,000. Didn't work out, but spoke in front of 15 women. And they were all not married. And I gave them, spoke to them half an hour, and one of them actually works in my school. Anyway, it was a little over 2 months ago. The oldest one of the 15, she wasn't there, but she was part of the group, was 27 years old. That's the oldest. It's all ages, 22, 25, 27. Monday, story number seven, Monday, she got engaged on Monday. I mean, I don't know if she got engaged Monday or Sunday, but she got engaged. I was like, and the whole group is going crazy because they know they're learning it. They're all learning it. They're learning with a partner. Each one knows you have to learn with somebody else. And they're doing the daily companion. And here the first. And I told them, as Hashem, all 15, with Hashem's help, will be engaged this year with Siyata Shemayim, with Hashem's help. And anybody who listens to this, yes, people have told me this, and I'll tell it again. And I said it just to show you the point. I have a story here in front of me. With a paper here, I'll read it again, which I read it about three, four recordings ago. I'll read it again to show you the power of learning it with somebody else. Baruch Hashem, we took your advice as a family. He's a principal in the school. And this is the husband and wife is writing this letter. I said it once and before, but I want to show you how to do it. Baruch Hashem, we took your advice. And the two of us, husband and wife, father and mother, have been learning together the Blue Book, Chafetz Chaim, a daily companion daily. We were zeiche that our 28-year young daughter became a kala before we even finished the book the first time. Hashem should bench you to go, Mechayel Chaim, may you lead more of Klaitz from the right direction, may we zeiche together to see Mashiach. And this is, and I asked them, I actually came to the chasana. I asked the lady there, I asked her, I went over to the mother of the kala, and she jumped up when she heard my name. Oh, you don't understand, my younger one was already married, and I didn't know what to do with my older one, 28. I told my husband, we have to learn this book. She heard it from me, I don't know, recording, or I told it to her, I don't remember what she told me, but she said she started learning, she got her husband to do it together. And together means one reads one day, but each one has the book. I've already heard a few people, they didn't have Yeshua, and I told them why. One of them was just spacing, one reads to the other, and the other one's not listening, or half listening. Both read it. One read it, and the other one listen and follow along. And that's what she said, that's what they did. That's the way they did it. And they actually, the husband told me he missed 1 or 2 days in the 4 months. But still, they made it up the next day. And she told me in the wedding, she says, my husband now is more excited than me to do it. Means it's not just there. It's mamish bracha. You do it, you have mamish bracha. And I just want to tell you on a side point, I'm getting a lot of stories of people buying houses. Now it's impossible. The expenses is so expensive to buy a house. You have bracha even there. I have one story, a man told me straight out, he saved $100,000, one of my stories from before, I'm not going to say now, but he saved it. And a lot of stories, you have Yeshua's in any area of life, a little move, when a person starts making a move, you become a better person. And it, not only that, there's something else I want to add. Baruch Hashem, I believe in our Baruch Hashem, I have over 550 stories. Not too long ago I had 500, but it's going very fast. And mamish stories all the time, but there's something higher. There's a zechus that we want to have children. A zechus we want to get married. A zechus we want to have nachas from our kids. We want health. We want refuah. And Baruch Hashem, I have many stories of all areas, even small, money, teeth, anything that a person needs, and frustrations in life. And this Olam Haba is impossible to imagine what you're going to get in the next world. And you also have the Eibush is happy with you. Hashem is happy with you. My children, you're doing what I want. You're making me happy. But there's something, one more thing, I think is the highest thing possible, which is a higher level, but anybody who's listening to this and they're learning it, they understand maybe this level you could get to a job. And I'm getting it from big people. One person who's a Rav, Bachashav Rav, his wife said the same idea. He says, Mashiach is close. The Gula, we're very close to Gula. And the way the world's going, we don't know what's happening. And we need Zuchusim. One of the greatest, maybe the greatest Zuchus possible in this world is the mouth. Because the mouth is Torah. We keep Torah and davening. Your mouth creates power. Bracha, you make a bracha. Well, I hope soon speak about that. Make a bracha, you change worlds. But protect yourself from Lashon Hara. And when you learn it every day, you become a vehicle for the Abishas to say, my children, that's, it goes through you. You become a great person. And then there's something even bigger. Hashem is in his Sar Shechina. He feels pain for what's going on in the world. He wants to bring his children back. He wants all Klal Yisrael to come to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, and build the third, which is this close. We're very close. The second was built, was destroyed over 1,950 years ago. And right now, Hashem wants, right now, today, right while we're talking, while I'm talking, this moment, he wants the Mashiach to come so much, so barely. He's a father. Father wants his children to come back, and he wants the children to dance with his father and become so happy, and the whole world to fix the world's the problem of the world. And the problem was Lashon Hara, because the second Beis Hamikdash, one of the main reasons was because of Lashon Hara. So if we fix that, we start showing Hashem, wow, you're going to take away the pain of the creator of the world. You know what that is? To take away the pain that anybody, and somebody called me up, a woman whose husband is a Rav, Chashev, a Rav in Lakewood, she said, why don't you tell the world, and I said this about three world recordings ago, why don't you tell the world to learn for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Hashem, that Mashiach should come, to take away the pain, to make Hashem happy. That's the highest level. Okay, it might not be the level for everybody, but while you're having in mind for your child to get children, or to have a shidduch, or to have a refuah, hear that and say, Hashem, you know what? I'm doing it because I want to make you happy and take away the pain of the Shekhinah. And this is beautiful. Abraham said, what? The world cares about me? The world cares about my creation, the way I created the world, and I want to make everybody happy, and Hashem always is trying to do good to everybody. The whole world is good. It's not bad. Anything bad happens only because of our sins, in which Hashem is trying to clean. If we don't have sins, there's no problem. Ramban says it straight out in Parashas Va'era. He says the reason why we have all the things happening is because of sins. We don't do sins, it takes away. All the pains go away. When a person starts learning and be careful, Lashon Hara, you're cleaning out a whole section, a big part. A big section you're cleaning out with a little move. It takes 3 minutes. And really, that's a big kavanah. A person has that zechus. A little have in mind. You have tremendous, tremendous bracha. A tremendous little move, and you have greatness also. Also, another thing is, and just add that, and I want to switch to another topic for a moment, is that a person, you also have the children learn from you. Anybody who's parents, or even if you're not married, family itself, when a father and mother learns it, what happens? What happens to the dynamics of the house? The children are watching. They watch what the father does. If it's every day, it's unreal what happens. The children are actually learning the greatest chinuch possible in their life. They're learning every day. Abba, Tati, and Mommy are learning it. And if you, let's say they're not married or divorced or this, so then you learn it. Like one lady told me, she was divorced. She doesn't have a husband. So you know what he did? She learns it herself. And the kids, when they're in the house, oh, Mommy, there's no Lashon Hara. Like Lashon Hara free. She tries. And what happens? The entire family becomes a vehicle of holiness. This is a family that everybody wants to be there. Because this is a home clean. It's free. Clean of what? So you always say clean of, you want Kedusha, but what about clean of the mouth? I knew there was a family in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody told me that he knew the family. They were very, they were not careful, Lashon Hara, and they had a lot of tzaras. And then somebody told him, you know, you have to fix it. You want all the pains go away. And they started, and he had no job, no parnasa. And then he started learning it, he started becoming better. They started fixing up the whole family on Lashon Hara. It became the different humans. He got a job. The family's more successful. Everything happens. The bracha comes. The bracha is held back. When you're not involved, when a person is not careful Lashon Hara, you're losing the bracha. So all you have to do, a little effort, and you become better. And the children say, Tati, Mommy, I like this life. They like it. Nobody likes to say Lashon Hara. He says it. He goes out and he part of his mouth. But really, once he learns about it, he says, I don't want to be the one saying Lashon Hara. I want to be a better person. You feel good about yourself. And don't forget what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon says in the Geras Agro that he wrote to his wife, he says, if you stop yourself once from saying Lashon Hara or anything bad, once in your life, there is no malach or creation can imagine what reward you're going to get in the next world one time, once in your life. And actually, it should be an Ilu Nishmas for the CEO Salman. Somebody told me that he heard from him. Even if you stop yourself for an hour and you mess up, even that's power. This is a chus. But if a person holds himself once, twice, five times, you know what happens to your life? You become a greater person, and the next world is impossible to imagine what you're going to get reward. But how many times are you really stopping? Get ready for this line. Thousands of times. I can guarantee anybody who's listening to this and starts learning it, over the years, it's not one, not 10, not 100, thousands and thousands. I don't care, even big people, even unless you're a Gadol Hador or a Chaim Kanievsky, but a regular, even a Ben Tur, doesn't matter who, if you're not, when you're learning it, you become a better person. And Rav Aaron Kadlo's father, Zeches HaBracha, said that if you don't learn it consistently every day, you will not be able to be totally careful. It's impossible. He said it 50, 60 years ago. Today, it's impossible. And not only once, many times. I remember one Rebbe told me, I was pushing him to learn. He said, I'm very careful. Then he started learning. He came over to me. He says, I agree. I saved myself many times. And he was careful. Imagine he was careful from Lashon Hara. How many times he saved himself by learning it? How many people? What about people that are not careful? And one person told me, it was amazing. I got inspired, but it's not even a story. She told me that she has somebody that she knows who's going through a lot of tzaras. Tzaras in the family, very painful tzaras. And she told me that she spoke to her. And she told her, why don't you learn it? And she said straight out, I say Lashon Hara Dein, I'm full. She started learning it. She wants to get Yeshua. She said to her friend who told it to me, it's so hard for me. Like I'm changing every like her day. In one day, she's becoming a different human being totally. She probably saved herself 100 times in one day. Who knows how many tens of thousands of times. And she says, it's hard for her, but she's changing. And she's, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully she's getting Yeshua from this. And anybody here, I'm going to end off this part. I want to speak about something else. I want to end off this part to tell everybody now, Be'ez Hashem, we're waiting for the Mashiach. We want the redemption to come. We want good things to come. I'm asking everybody, try, you'll see great things, and you'll have bracha. Be'ez Hashem, tremendous great things. Just try yourself. And I know a lot of people are learning it, so why don't you spread it to the world? Tell the world about it. Tell people. I just heard of somebody called me up about an hour ago. She said she started learning it, she was stopping, and then she heard somebody told her about my things, about my recordings, and she's inspired. She called me up. I called up actually, and she said she was so inspired about it. She wants to get back in the chazak herself. And Be'ez Hashem, everybody, I give a bracha that anybody who's learning it in the whole world, that everybody who's learning it, Hashem, should give the Yeshua that you need. Children, Shidduchim, Parnasa, good kids, refuah, anything. Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should give it to you. Be'ez Hashem, soon. I just want to end, I want to speak about one topic, short time. One of the topics I mentioned in the last recording, I got feedback, was the greatness of making a bracha. Greatness. I want to share with you one or two stories about it. Very, very powerful. There's a bracha called Asher Yatzar. We said a few times in the other recordings. It's a very, very special bracha. And I was teaching in the cheder, and I something came to my mind. I want to share with everybody. How many times does a person go to the bathroom in one day? So I went through the class, 4, 5. It varies. You go average. An average person in one day from morning to night, maybe about 4 or 5 times, I think, around 4. Now, if you make the calculation 4 or 5 times, you times it by 7, 1 week, you come out to about 30 times a week. 30 times a week, about. Times it by 52 weeks, is over about 16,000 times. I'm sorry, 1,600, I'm sorry. About 1,600 times in 1 year. Now, you have 10 years. 10 years is 16,000 times. So I'm not going to go into numbers if 20, 30 years, we're going to get to 50,000. But in 10 years, 16,000 Asher Yotzars. Imagine you save slow, extra 30 seconds. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch. And one of the books, it says a very big advice to having beautiful kavan and enjoying the bracha is really say one word at a time. It's not so easy. Try by Asher Yotzar. It's a zechus for refuah, and I've heard many stories of people had zechus to have get better from sicknesses, different things. Baruch Atah, thank you, Hashem, Master of the world, the boss that runs everything, was, is, will be. Elokeinu, our Hashem that runs everything with every point of life. Melech, King Ha'olam of the world, Asher Yotzar, that He created as Ha'adam, the man, Bechokhmah. You could spend 5 minutes on that word, chokhmah, wisdom. There's endless wisdom in the human body, endless wisdom in the eye. 127 million cells in the eye, 120 million black and white, and then the 7 million color. That's an average eye. And each cell has thousands of complicated, the most complicated parts on this earth. And it's working every second while you're looking. Two eyes from all sides. Even a bird has two eyes. An animal has two eyes. It's amazing. And even a fish, where does the eyes come? How does the eyes see? Who made the power of seeing, which Hashem does every second, every man, every woman, every all the animals, all the birds, fish, and this is just the eye. That's the bracha poikeach ivrim. Thank you, Hashem, melech ha'im, poikeach, he opens up ivrim blind. That means when we're sleeping, we're blind. That's one thing, I just mentioned eye. Chokhmah is endless, each part of the body, the hand, the fingers, how it works is unreal. How each finger, each void, the veins, the arteries, 60,000 miles of arteries and veins go throughout the body. In 2 minutes, the blood goes all around, faster than the fastest spaceship and plane in the world. And anything that goes, Baruch Hashem, goes beautiful. Beautiful. And they go, continue, bracha, varavai, created it, nikavim, the kavim, holes in the body, chalulim, chalulim, the inner parts. And then it continues, and if it's be impossible, yefshe, it's impossible to live if something goes wrong. We go to the bathroom, it's a miracle. A miracle to go there, and Baruch Hashem come out. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitch said this. He said this in Europe, in the before World War II, he said the story over, that he says, when we come out of the bathroom, we send a telegram to our family. It was successful. Everything worked. Baruch Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, Master of the world. Roifei. He heals. It's a healing process. Chol basar, all flesh. Even animals. Every animals go. It's a healing of the body. Which is a miracle. Umafli makes miracles. Lasa to do. Which is a miracle. And you should buy. If anybody recommend, I have a few books in my house. They sell them in bookstores. Go buy a book of Asher Yatzar. And they talk about the body, talk about the miracles. There's a few books out there. Beautiful. Art School made one on Asher Yatzar. Go buy it. It's beautiful. And on any bracha. Asher Yatzar, I'm focusing now on Asher Yatzar, but any bracha. There's a famous maisa, which a lot of people know. It's very famous. With Eli Lopian. Zeichas HaBracha. He was on a train. This was in the 1960s in Eretz Yisrael. And he was on a train. He had to go to the bathroom. So he went to the back, whatever it was, and when he came out, he asked one of the policemen, there were a lot of policemen, not religious, not from, and he asked one of the policemen, could you answer on me to my bracha? The policeman was around, okay, he's a big rabbi, he looked like a very big rabbi, a big tzaddik, which he was, and he got his old friends, okay, come, let's answer on me to the rabbi. And he said the bracha, one policeman felt like becoming religious, just from hearing the bracha, because he said it with emotion, he felt it, Baruch atah Hashem, he said it with emotion, and they all answered on me. A few minutes later, I don't know how long, very short time, all of a sudden, the train made a sudden stop. The conductor held the train, a sudden stop in the middle of the tracks. And the policemen ran out of the train. And they were like, for half an hour, they didn't know what was happening. They didn't want to go check. It was dangerous. There's a lot of things, bombs around. And all of a sudden, they came back half hour later. You're lucky to be alive. There was a bomb in the tracks. The conductor, at the last moment, noticed something. He was able to stop the train. Miracle, miracle. Baruch Hashem, nobody hurt, nobody say, and they started staring at Rabbi Eliezer Lopian. What's that Asher Yatzar with an Amen? Together, they realized he knew something's happening. And he used that Asher Yatzar bracha to save. A little move of Asher Yatzar could save the world, save the world. And I'll end off with this last maisa, Be'ez Hashem, nice maisa. It's combining Asher Yatzar with Chafetz Chaim together in one story. I said it once, but it's, since it's connected to Asher Yatzar, it's going to kedai to say it. I wish I could say the city. It's not New Jersey and it's not New York. It's an out-of-town city. But the man told me don't even say the city, but I wish I could. He says, I was visiting there, one of my relatives there, and he told me the story. I called him up. He told me the story for 20 minutes on the phone. Some time ago, maybe it was, maybe half a year ago it was. A little over half a year ago, he said, my son and her wife is living in Eretz Yisrael. And they had a child born to them. It was a baby girl. And they were in the hospital, in Shaare Tzedek Hospital in Eretz Yisrael. And it was a very, very big problem. The liver and the kidneys both were in danger. Both the liver and the kidneys in the baby's body was a big problem. The baby was born on Shabbos. On Sunday, he told me, the doctors met with the parents, and they gave him very bad news. Your child is in tremendous critical condition. But he says like this, two things. We don't think the baby's going to survive. They want to give him the heads up. We don't think so. Even if the baby survives, she's going to have to be in the hospital for many, many months, and who knows what's going to be. They were shocked. They were broken. Here's a child. I don't know if it was the first. It could be it was the first. He didn't tell me. This is now the father of the grandfather of the baby, the father of the son. He tells me, my son and his wife on Monday were accepted upon themselves to learn the laws of Lashon Hara. On Thursday, my wife and four daughters and daughter-in-laws, they decided to learn another book called Purity of Speech, a book on Lashon Hara. And then he said, and I decided to do something else. I'm going to say Asher Yatzar, straight in one place, the right way, you know, Kavana, right way, because the kidneys, one of the problems is the kidneys, which is the ability to go to the bathroom. And we started doing it. A week later, the baby's getting better. 2 weeks later, it's unreal, it's an amazing, open miracle. 2 weeks later, the doctors meet with the parents, and they said something that they don't usually say. Get ready, you could take your baby home soon. Very soon, next day it was. Doctors never say that, never. And we're talking about 2.5 weeks later, they asked the doctor straight up question. Doctor, we'd like to know, is this a miracle or not? The doctor, I don't know if it's from religious or not, I don't know the state. He said it's an open, he didn't say open, he said it's a miracle. He admitted there's no answer. 2.5 weeks, and I spoke to the father a few weeks after this. He said the baby is about 97% perfect. Every day was getting better. And that was the last I spoke to him about 4 or 5 months ago. And Baruch Hashem, he told me, and now he's learning it. At that time, he said the whole family was inspired about learning it. And this, I want to end off with a message. We have a power of the mouth. Use it for good. Anybody hears this, tell the world, the mouth is our power. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people's power is the mouth. Mashiach is going to come from the mouth. Or make a person makes a bracha nicely slow. You'll make Mashiach come. One bracha, Hashem loves it. He takes the angels and my look, angels, look at what my children could do. They made a bracha on Sheakol. Sheakol Yabivar, everything is from His word. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, thank you Hashem. Hashem says, look, my children are making beautiful brachas for me. Look at what they're doing. And they're taking their mouth, they're saying Asher Yatzar, they're using their mouth the right way. And they also being careful, not also. They are careful from Lashon Hara. They're using their mouth to be careful. I'm going to answer their praise. Now they say Hashem plays me Mashiach. It's time. That's it. Hashem says that it's time. Look what they're doing. Thousands of people are learning. Not thousands. I know one group has over 3,000 ladies are learning the group right now. Every day, 3,000. I sometimes give a little recording. You could be one of them and you spread to the world. If you're learning it already, your job, Be'ez Hashem, is to spread it to the entire earth. From Australia to Africa, to England, to France, to Russia, to everywhere in the world, to Eretz Yisrael. You can do it. There are people right now spreading it all over the world, and you could do it. People have a little push. Move this person, your cousin, your second cousin, your third cousin, your relative, even people that are not from here, this. And they're becoming more inspired, and they want to keep more mitzvahs. I have one person right now, he's becoming more in the world of Torah right now. There's somebody who's telling me a story, and this is giving him inspiration because he's right. He sees how beautiful it is. How beautiful is Klal Yisrael? Is there any nation on the world like this? That we're careful with our mouth, that we what? That we're thinking about what to say because we don't want to say Lashon Hara bad about another Jew? Is there anybody in the world like that? Anybody like Klal Yisrael? So the Eibush Hashem says, I'm going to redeem you. Because that's your power. Your power is the mouth. You use it for greatness. I'm going to redeem you. And Be'ez Hashem, in the zechus of what you're doing, everybody, the zechus that you're doing and you're learning, the Eibush will send Mashiach and say, my children, I waited so long. But you did it. You fixed what was the problem 1,950 years ago. You fixed it. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, my children, you